Unveiling his new Iraq strategy, President Bush said that the Baghdad government has agreed to amend legislation that ousted thousands of members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party from government jobs.
And to allow more Iraqis to re-enter their nation's political life, the government will reform de-Ba'athification laws and establish a fair process for considering amendments to Iraq's constitution.
Banning the Ba'ath Party was the first order issued by the U.S.-led occupation authority following the 2003 invasion, and the ban was subsequently codified by the new Iraqi government. As many as 85,000 Ba'athists, most of them Sunni Arabs, lost their jobs, and that helped fuel the insurgency. Iraq's Shiite-dominated government has agreed to modify the ban as part of efforts to bring about national reconciliation, but it hasn't happened yet, and some doubt that it will. NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports from Baghdad.
Diyar al-Sa'di is one of the most high-profile victims of de-Ba'athification.
The law is an insulting punishment which robs a person of his civil and political rights.
In November, he was elected president of Iraq's Bar Association with more than two-thirds of the vote. But soon after his victory, the Government De-Ba'athification Commission accused him of belonging to the Ba'ath Party and revoked his candidacy. Al-Sa'di had already served as the association's secretary general for 3 years without anyone objecting. He says he left the Ba'ath Party more than 30 years ago and claims the Maliki government is using the de-Ba'athification policy as a tool to remove its political opponents.
This is dangerous, and it contradicts the democratic and constitutional foundation of the Iraqi state.
The De-Ba'athification Commission, set up by the U.S., became an independent Iraqi body in January 2004. Ahmed Chalabi, the former Pentagon favorite, heads the commission, and de-Ba'athification was codified into the Iraqi constitution in 2005. The ban spans many levels of former management in any ministry, government-run corporation, university, or hospital. During Saddam's rule, Iraqis had to belong to the Ba'ath Party to get these jobs. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has been reluctant to reverse the de-Ba'athification order, in large part because his political party was persecuted by the Ba'athists. Many of its victims, who make up his political base, don't want to see the Ba'athists back in power. Ali al-Lami is the executive director for the De-Ba'athification Commission. He says Iraqis want de-Ba'athification, no matter what President Bush says.
The Constitution states that the Ba'ath Party is a terrorist organization and it should not be dealt with. On the other hand, allowing former Ba'ath members into the political process is okay.
Every now and then, Iraqi newspapers publish lists of names of former Ba'ath members who've been cleared of wrongdoing, inviting them to return to public life. Ali al-Lami says about 11,000 senior members of the Ba'ath Party have been reinstated so far. Most of the Ba'athists the commission has cleared are senior army officers with the knowledge and experience to lead Iraqi forces. Others worked in education, where the country is experiencing a serious brain drain. The De-Ba'athification Commission insists it only targets the Ba'ath Party as an organization. It's not personal. But the commission's secrecy over whom it considers a Ba'athist and whom it does not makes it a constant political threat, according to Malik al-Hassan, a former justice minister.
The de-Ba'athification law has become a sword that threatens everyone. The committee should issue a list that names all the party members. To keep it secret is wrong and threatens our rights.
And it doesn't just affect Sunnis. Abdul Hakim Hamid is a Shiite who used to work for Uday Hussein, Saddam's son, as one of his personal email assistants. After the war ended, Hamid thought he'd easily find employment and for a while worked at a private internet company. But there, Shiite co-workers attacked him because of his previous employer.
They used to say, "You work for Uday, you should be jailed, you're a criminal." But I was no different than anyone else.
A job with the Iraqi government now seems impossible, Hamid says. He's applied many times, but because of his background, he is regularly rejected. He's been out of work for 2 years. He bitterly points out that Uday, a Sunni, had no problem employing Shiites. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.